Cook was the Democratic Party nominee for governor in the last election, but lost to the incumbent, Gary Herbert. He says it was a surprise when church leaders asked him to become a mission president a few days ago. He doesn't yet know where he'll be assigned among the church's 350 missions worldwide, but he says his wife Heather and four children are delighted with the opportunity to serve.
They're all very excited about it, and we're excited to be at such an exciting time because of all the young sisters that are, you know, signing up to this missionary program. It's just such an exciting time to be part of such a great, enthusiastic moment.
The number of young women applying to serve as LDS missionaries has gone up dramatically since the church dropped its age requirement from 21 to 19. For Mormon politicians in Utah, a calling as a mission president has often followed the end of their service or a lost election. Wayne Owens, Gunn McKay, Norm Bangeter, and Dan Marriott are among those who served in that capacity. Dan Bomas, KUER News.